This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. A treat in studio, Rachel Ammons, an exceptionally talented young performer who will be on stage tonight at the Dyson House, which is Zeeland Market by day, Dyson House by night. 7 o'clock performance, and I'm told this is a sellout. So I don't know if there's the ability to be there tonight unless you have purchased a ticket, but nonetheless, Rachel is a name that we will remember because she is in the early stages of what should be a fabulous career. She's from Arkansas, native of Fort Smith, and went to college, one of the great liberal arts schools in the United States, Hendrix, and for the last decade or so, she's been on the road over 100 nights a year, and she recently became a solo artist, and good morning to you.
Hi.
Want to get a little closer?
How are you doing?
Doing well, Rachel. You spend about half your time in Fort Smith and half your time in Little Rock when you're not on the road. Yeah. And I'm told by some of my friends in Little Rock that you went about 3.5 hours the other night. Is that right?
Pretty close to what?
3.5 hour performance.
Oh, yeah. Pretty close, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
just kind of jammed out.
And who were some of the musical inspirations for you along the way?
Well, you know, of course, Smiling Bob, because he's kind of a distillation of...
You played with him for many years, and he died recently.
He really introduced me to his influences, and, mm-hmm. So he was really a pivot point, but people who... influenced both of us and that I was introduced to are people like Robert Johnson, Helen Wolf, Big Mama Thornton, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Jesse May Hempel.
Well, how would you describe your music?
My music, it's really rooted in Delta blues because I think I really like just connecting to something kind of primal, and the blues is... really a beautiful thing because it's taking the worst things that can happen to you and making them into something beautiful. And, it was created by the most oppressed group of people in this country. And it's really just emblematic of the human tendency to overcome, and it's like the beauty of humanity just shining through, and I just love the blues. And recently I've been kind of experimenting with some different things that might not sound like blues. They're still rooted in it. If you hear some of the recorded stuff, you'll hear some electronic and some alternative weird stuff, but it's all got the kind of the primal drive to it.
And both of your parents, both of them, are immigrants from Germany.
They are, actually.
Some are probably not aware that Arkansas has always been a place where a lot of people from Germany, when they come to the United States, they wind up there for various reasons. And your parents came here after World War II. They were born after World War II. They're probably about my age, But your mother, I understand, was a big influence on you. She I hear, has a fabulous voice, too.
Yeah, she really does. She was always singing around the house, and she was in a band. She could have done a lot of things. Like, I didn't understand back then how good she was. All I knew was that she sounds exactly like the CD, and when you're a kid, it's like all moms can sing like that. Like, but I mean, now I realize she's really, really fantastic. And, so I guess I'm lucky to come from that family background of that. And, having got introduced to like church choir, like a lot of people here in the South when I was a kid.
Well, tonight, Rachel will be on stage, and it'll be a treat for those who have tickets to see her and the Iguanas, of course, a legendary group. They'll be following her. But Rachel, before you leave, she brought her guitar. And by the way, she is a person who simultaneously uses her hands, her feet, playing instruments, and sings. She doesn't have the footwork going this time, but I think we'll get the impression with her guitar and Rachel's great voice what kind of talent we're dealing with here. Go for it.
Okay, this is a song called Red Dress. That was the working title, and I guess it just turned into the real title. And it's kind of about how we kind of tend to judge people instead of helping them in some instances. We're not really rational all the time, but it's kind of based off loosely of a story of a lady who she can't have kids. She drives a school bus. She's got a lot of emptiness in her life, and one day she gets kind of introduced to some substances, and she kind of goes down the wrong path. But anyway. Red dress on, listen up, quit laughing at me, read my lips, better guard your sons, she does what she wants to, long legs got heart of stone, mama knows she's a problem, stays out late, leaves a man at home, some of us got no reason to be dead or alive, escaping pain can make you do evil, most people just been trying to survive. She was on dollar with her best friend, said she could make him feel better. Seemed like a fine idea at the time. Baby didn't know that her soul was on the lines. Spent every dime that she owned before she stole her from everyone close. Deep down, she was a good woman, but you'd never know. Some of us got no reason to be dead or alive. Escaping pain can make you do evil. Most people just been trying. Months later, she was looking for her own, but she couldn't qualify. We rehabilitate the rich, keep the poor woman out of the public eye. 18 months on a waiting list, rock bottom hit like an iron fist. She would never hurt anyone, so she rammed the stone at the hand of the bag, saying it's a gun. Some of us got no reason.
There you go. Fabulous. And tonight, Rachel Ammons, remember the name, will be at the Dyson House, Zeeland Market, 7 p.m. And who knows, if you show up, you might be able to get in. But it is a sellout with Rachel and the Iguanas. Who wrote Red Dress?
Me.
You.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Most of your work that you perform, you actually wrote, right?
Well, it's a good mix, but the things that I do cover are earlier than 1940s, and they, by the time I'm done with them, have all kind of lyrics that I've added in, chord changes I've added, and sometimes don't resemble the original at all.
Well, this lady is going places, and tonight she is making her debut in Baton Rouge.
Thanks Rachel so much Amundsen. For having me.
Well, thank you for coming, and you can hear she is something special. And we thank Scott Payton for stepping aside from Right on Crime. He is, anyway, he was listening as we were listening to Rachel and said, look, I'll do it another time. But Right on Crime is involved with an event today at the Baton Rouge Library, helping people who are formerly incarcerated get back on their feet. It's in conjunction with the Capital Area Reentry Coalition, the Christian Outreach Center, Employ Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Workforce Commission. And there is still time to participate today if you'd like to go by the main library, 7711 Goodwood Boulevard, going on as we speak until noon. Right on Crime and others helping people understand the advantages of hiring the formerly incarcerated. And we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And we thank you for listening to Talk Louisiana and for supporting WRKF and our year-end request for your support. As always, you can call 855-893-9753. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.